Here is a happy family starting off on a weekend. Mom likes historic buildings. Dad wants to fish. Sis loves dude ranches. Brother wants to explore a cave. Despite the variety of notions, there are no tears or shattered hopes in this party. They'll all get their wish because this is Arkansas.
This is Ozarks Large. With me on the phone is Randy Dixon, who is with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. Almost every Monday, Randy and I gather together with some archives from the Pryor Center that introduce us to parts, or reintroduce us, depending who you are, to parts of Arkansas history. Randy, welcome back.
Thank you very much. And we just heard a little bit of a state highway department film from 1955 that's going to kind of set up us for a trip around the state. What do you think?
I love it. We briefly mentioned at the end of last week's conversation that you were going to concentrate on state parks. We're not going to get to all 52, but you're going to concentrate on some of them this week.
That's true. Some of them when they started, some of them when they had problems. But then we'll continue to listen to some. It just sounds too great, those 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Newsreel type films that the state highway department produced one every year, and we happened to get a few of those in our archive, so I had to pull a few of those out.
And now, Randy, those would get distributed, right? I mean, they would get produced, and then they'd get distributed, I guess, free of charge and as promotional tools.
Yes, and I think they were the kinds that went around schools and showed at civic clubs and that sort of thing. But they were really well done. They traveled the state completely and not only showed off, and they did a nice job of showing off it, you know, being the kind of propaganda of the highway department to be able to showcase what they were doing as far as building roads and interstates, but would also showcase the state.
When I was growing up, I had friends whose parents owned a motel on Bull Shoals Lake, and they would get these along with other films. And they had a film room, and every afternoon or evening, you know, would say, hey, if you're staying here and you want to come, they'd have like free coffee or popcorn, and they'd show two or three of these films. And I guess the idea was, I'm on Bull Shoals Lake, so maybe I'll drive down to Hot Springs after I've seen this film.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them would say, oh, if you want to just go down the road another 30 miles, you can see this.
But in truth, often it would just be my friends and I hooking up the movie projector and watching the films ourselves. The guests rarely came in.
Yeah, and you would hear that, yes. Not quite catching up to speed.
Right.
But you want to listen to one more little cut from one of those?
I do.
Yeah, this one will feature Hot Springs, Arkansas's first state park.
Just 60 miles from Little Rock is Hot Springs, spa, playground, and national park. Gateway to the Southwest, nestled in the Washitas and girdled by a 100-mile chain of lakes. Bathhouse Row offers the healing powers of the government-controlled waters of Hot Springs to thousands every year. This is one of many beautiful gardens at Hot Springs. From this spot, the waters are bottled and shipped by the thousands of gallons to the four corners of the nation.
I will tell you that I have been to many state parks in neighboring and nearby states. Not many of them are as well maintained, honestly, and I'm not being a homer here, as Arkansas state parks. That hasn't always been the case.
That's true. You know, we talked last week about food prices and inflation and the problems of the 70s. Well, the state parks weren't, immune to those economic woes. So I did find Governor Dale Bumpers in 1973 announcing some pretty serious cuts that they were going to have to face for some of our state parks.
Attendance has been down to such an extent that we have no choice but to curtail all parks operations, and at Mountain View, beginning January 1, we will only be able to keep a skeletal force left there. The first, the weekend before Sunday driving was banned, or before Sunday, the gas stations were asked to close. We had paid admissions of 400. The weekend of the first ban, we had at Mountain View. The weekend of the first ban, we had 14 paid admissions, and this past weekend, we had 5 paid admissions.
And of course, since then, Arkansans have passed a quarter cent sales tax that's in the Constitution, so more money has gone in the past several decades to state parks.
And you can tell
yes.
a great, great difference.
You really can. You got more from the films for us?
Yeah. Let's take a trip on up the road to Hetty Jean State Park.
Not far from Little Rock, hub of Arkansas's road system, is Hetty Jean State Park. The tragic history of this mountain is told on a gravestone on the mountaintop, which looks out over thousands of square miles of Arkansas's loveliest terrain. Modern visitors give the famed Hetty Jean Monument just a glance. However, they leisurely enjoy the sports available here. The air is cool, the fish will bite, and there are boats to take advantage of both, plus room for picnics. All of these are enhanced by the Hetty Jean View, a sweeping panorama of the Arkansas River Valley far below.
Hetty Jean, which isn't that far from where we are, relatively speaking, in a beautiful mm-hmm. state park.
I was married on that mountain, as a
really?
Matter of fact. Yes, there at the Episcopal Chapel up there. It's beautiful.
All right, I've been to Hot Springs. I've been to Hetty Jean. I have not been to the Toltec Indian Mounds.
This is right outside of England, Arkansas. So it's in central Arkansas. It's around the Little Rock, North Little Rock area. And it's kind of an interesting place. I used to go there since it was an easy field trip, you know, going from Little Rock. And I guess you would call him the ranger who was in charge of it, kind of explains the history. And this is from 1974.
This area was primarily used by the ancient Indians as a place of ceremonial gathering, where they powwowed and where they met and had political aspirations, and also had a feast and mass marriages.
What did they use the mound specifically for?
The mounds itself was primarily used as a point where the chief lived, where he surveyed his domain, and where he had his councilmen meet with him periodically to pass laws and have dignitary from other group sections to come with him and to settle their political questions and also their questions of war and food.
Many of these, most of these, first heard on KATV, then digitized through a gift from Barbara Tyson and the Tyson Family Foundation to the Pryor Center. And we're going to hear another film, aren't we?
Yes. This is the original, capital of Arkansas. It's in South Arkansas, Arkansas Post, where the Arkansas River meets the Mississippi.
Heading north, we come to Arkansas Post State Park, first white settlement west of the Mississippi. The old mud-chink cabin is a relic of the days when the post was Arkansas's first capital, and the legend of DeSoto was still a new story to the Indians.
From a vintage promotional film talking about Arkansas Post. Randy, I get the feeling you've been to every place in Arkansas, or almost every place. Have you been to Arkansas Post?
Yes. Through 30 years at KTV, I've been at least in every county. Mm. If not every inch of the state. So I've been lucky that way. I've been able to see a lot of this state and a lot of the country, really.
So let's get back and talk about something from 1976, Village Creek opening.
Yes, this is over in St. Francis County near Forest City. And one of our reporters, Frank Thomas, who's now with Stevens Inc., was there, and they had their opening for it. You can tell from this report a long time before it actually opened,
yeah.
But the people of that area were very, very excited about it.
This will be a full resort park when it's finally fully developed. You understand at this point the park is not complete. It does offer many facilities here. Eventually we plan such things as a golf course, a lodge, and various facilities like that.
Although the park is only about one-third complete, the dedication ceremonies for the new Village Creek State Park is something residents of eastern Arkansas will be talking about for many years to come. Frank Thomas at the Village Creek State Park reporting for News Scene 7.
That's from 1976. Speaking of openings, you have another one here, Lake de Grey.
And it was also 1976. It's, you know, around the Arkadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
And Lake de Grey is beautiful. I've been there many times, and they have a great lodge there. And we had a reporter named Les Bolton who had a single engine Cessna, and he used to fly around the state. And his closing in was covering Arkansas, and I think it was even called Skycam 7 for a period of time. But this is a part of a report from Les Bolton on the opening of Lake de Grey.
The lodge is one of the finest state lodges anywhere in the country, Les. We have three conference rooms that can accommodate up to 130 theater style, say 60 classroom style. We have a 250-seat restaurant where I think you'll enjoy some of the finest food anywhere. We have a gift shop. In a relatively short period of time, the state is going to put some a marina here in the island where people can tie up their boats and come directly into the lodge. We also have a beautiful swimming pool to the rear of this facility. We have 96 rooms, so we cater to individuals, couples, families, and groups. One of the finest places in the world to come visit.
De Grey State Park is a joint effort of the Arkansas Parks and Tourism Department and the U.S. Corps of Engineers. Its fame is already spreading across the country, and with new facilities being planned for the near future, De Grey seems destined to be seen and enjoyed by many thousands within the next 12 months. This is Les Bolton at De Grey State Park, covering Arkansas for News Scene 7.
Kind of hard to believe that before 1976, Lake De Grey State Park didn't exist.
I know. That kind of surprised me. I thought it'd been around pretty much forever.
Okay, so we didn't get to all 52. We didn't have time, of course. How are we going to end this?
Well, I thought maybe we would close out the way they closed out the 1955 film where the family has seen the wonderful directions and areas of the state, and they're about to go on their merry way.
Arkansas highways can carry you to a tremendous variety of beautiful scenery and recreation. Roadside parks spaced at frequent intervals help to make each and every trip a pleasant one. Easy access to good fishing, hunting, or just plain sightseeing is made possible through the work and planning of your Arkansas State Highway Commission.
Randy Dixon is with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. Most Mondays we get together and listen to archives about state history. You can put Pryor Center into a search engine, find all of this and so much more. Randy, thanks for your time.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.